I prefer to speak down here in your besmedrash rather than upstairs in the Beis HaKnesses, because this is the Mikem HaShchina, where Torah is studied. There you have Shechina. It's far above and beyond the world of Tefillah. The Beis Medrash is the guarantee that there's going to be a return of Shechina. In Bias HaGoyel, when the Beis HaMikdash will exist in the form unknown to us at the present time, in Yemei HaMashiach. So I prefer to speak where Torah is being studied daily. And I want to tell you that I envy this young man, Krenes, who was struck by this idea to create a Beis Medrash for Ben Azmanim in Eretz Yisroel. There are many places for the past few years who have awakened to this necessity. But here, it's something new. And it's going to serve him well, this great schus. But don't think that not learning Ben Azmanim is something to be identified with our present-day life here in the United States. Marsha speaks about it in Shabbos Kuf Yutes. And he says there, Yerushalayim is Chorev, Chazal tell us, because they do not study Torah. And he says, the same is true for us, the Yeshiva Bochrim, who return home for the Bein Azmanim, and instead of being in the Beis Medrash to study Torah, you find them oiskim b'tiyulim b'rechovei shel ir. You find them engaged in walking and taking tours all over the country. So Marsha in his day saw the churban of the fact that yeshivalite studied throughout a winter. He didn't know of this business of coming home for every 2 weeks for a Shabbos home. Some places it's every week. Her home is very close. In New York, you have yeshivas on every street corner, so they can go home for Shabbos. And if it's a terrific place, they don't let you go home for Shabbos, so once in 2 weeks you can go home. We here are terribly strict. A bohar can only go home from the mechina. When is it? Chanukah. He can go home. What would you say if a fellow studied in a yeshiva for over 5 years and didn't go home to see his parents? You'd say he's crazy. He's not living properly. Where's Kibbutz Av? Where's Kibbutz Ein? But that's life. That's Torah. Those American boys who went from the United States overseas to study Torah were there for 5 years, 6 years. And those who came before Hitler for many more years didn't travel home for Ben Azmanim. And the parents were overwhelmed with the fact that they had children who were devoting themselves to the study of Torah. And here we have for weekends. And when it's a place where there are no weekends for Torah, They're not weak, so there are no weak ends. But they come home Benas Manim. And Marshall wept over it in his day. Oiskim b'tiyulim b'rechoyvei shel ir. What are they engaged in? In wasting time. Not merely is the waste of time during the Benas Manim a terrible loss for the entire future of a Ben Tera. But I must repeat for you here assembled what I said last night, what I once was privileged to hear from my great Rebbe, the Telzer Rov, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livrocho. Kodesh never was zeicher to come to Kvure, never had a matzeva on a keva, buried by the Hitlerists in the keva of hundreds of Jews, battered over the head by a hammer, falling into the grave. My Rebbe, when the Nazis came up to him to batter him in the head, he said to him, "Nu Herrn Rabbiner, wo ist heint euer Gott? Where is your God today?" My Rebbe Zechanin Livrocha answered, "So I heard from one of his daughters who now lives in Cleveland, Rebbetzin Osband. She was present there. He said to the Nazi, 'Er ist nicht bloß mein Gott, he's not merely my God, er ist euch dein Gott, he is also your God, und die ganze Welt wird es noch sehen.'" The entire world will yet recognize this. And with that, the Nazi battered him over the head, and he fell dead in the kevel. No, I'm wrong. He didn't fall dead, because he was later heard from among all the bodies saying, "Vidui, v'yidisher din, Kodesh." And I told last night a story of what my Rebbe told me once when we took a walk together in Telz. And I say many times, I learned more from the walks that I took with my Rebbe than I learned from the Shiurim. In those walks, his discussions were Torah. His observations about everything that we saw with our eyes was Torah. He was interested in everything, and in all things he saw Teiras Hashem. So in one of those walks, he once said to me, who remembers? Who was there last night? Not one of you here was there last night. What was the word? No. 2 times 12. Rabbi Kiva was the shepherd boy of Kalba Savua, one of the richest men in his generation, living in Yerushalayim. His daughter, Bas Kalba Savua, saw that this shepherd boy was not a simple shepherd. He had Givaldik Emailis. He was an Amoritz. So she said, she wants to marry this shepherd, and she will make of him the Talmid Chochem that he can become. She did it. Rabbi Kiva married her. She was disowned by her father, Kalba Savua. My daughter should marry such a low personality, a shepherd boy. And he drove her from his home. And she told her husband, this shepherd boy, go on to the Blessed HaGodol and become a Talmid in his yeshiva. He listened to his wife, and he did so. On his way, we learn in Ovesda Reb Nosson, he was impressed with something. Great people are impressed with things that we usually say, well, what's there to talk about? There's nothing. He was impressed with something. On his way to the Blessed HaGodol, he passed by a brook and saw drops of water dropping onto a rock. And the rock had a crevice in it, a hole, beaten out by the drops of water. Rabbi Kiva said, if water which is so soft can by continually dripping create a hole in a rock which is so hard, then divrei Torah, which are so strong and hard, koshim kabarzel, the Torah of Hashem Yisborach, is as strong as iron. If that will drop continually onto the human heart, it's bound to create an impression. And with that, he went on to the yeshiva. And I'm a oretz, but I've got to become a Talmid Chochem. And he became Reb Akiva. After his first 12 years, he came back for a visit to his wife, who had suffered so much, only in order to have a husband who would become a Talmid Chochem, because she saw in him that he can become a Talmid Chochem. She must have been a very wise woman. And as he approached the door of his home, he heard a man speaking to his wife and telling her, what kind of a butlin do you have for a husband? He's not even interested in you. It's already 12 years that you haven't seen him. And she said, so Rabbi Kiva heard her answer. If he would listen to me, he would continue another 12 years. And Chazal tell us that he immediately turned around and went back to the yeshiva. So my Rebbe said to me, but you're at your wife's door. She's so devoted to you. She gave you so much of herself. And whatever you've achieved until today is all hers. So why not go in, stop for a moment and say, my dear wife, I'm so appreciative, I'm so thankful to you. Is that derech eretz? Is that a mensch? And what's the purpose of studying Torah? What's the purpose of becoming a lamdan? Zog noch a shtika leteire, drehen a kop. The purpose of it all is, then a mensch, to develop the human personality in such manner that a person should see in a human individual godliness. Then a mensch. As David HaMelech said to his son Shlomo, V'chozakto, you shall take strength, V'hoyiso le'ish. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to say, Loi legon, Loi le tzadik, Loi le pilisuf, Elo le ish, Zai a mensch, If you aspire to be a Goan, you'll end up with Pshetlach of a Kemenchvist Nidzain. The Gaivi in you will be beyond belief. You want to become a tzaddik. What's it going to be? Saltenem talisib and kopi shoklenzach. Uzogen, no one like me. Keiner nit as a fru wie ich. Bist du wieder a Umensch? Bist du doch nicht kein Mensch. Vichosaktovo yisole ish. The whole purpose of Torah learning is to create the human personality, to see in that personality the Ribbono Shel Olam. He wants us to be this way, but in order to become such a personality, darf man werden a Goan und a Tzadik und a Pilosof. Vom Pusteven in die Gassen, Euskim bitte Julim bire Chöwe Shalir. You cannot become such a personality. You must devote yourself to the study of Torah. But always keep in mind, why? For what purpose? Why do I want to devote myself to Torah? Zu werden a Mensch. With it, we become mentioned. Without it, we are destructive to human society. That lesson is beyond words. And the Rebbe said to me, aber darf man doch sein ein Mensch. And you're at the door of this woman who gives her entire being to you. Walk in and say, mein teure Weiberle, I appreciate you so much. No, he turns around and goes back to the Besmedrash, and his wife doesn't even know that he was on the doorstep. Does a mensch? So the Rebbe said, yo, yo. Zweimal zwölf is nicht einmal vierundzwanzig. In mathematics, I think it's not that way. I think 2 times 12, you add 12 and 12, you have the same 24. But in development of personality, 2 times 12 is not 1 times 24. Had Rebbe Akiva entered the house to express his appreciation to his wife before returning, he would have broken the continuity and it would have become 2 times 12, would have been another Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva, when he heard this devotion of his wife, immediately felt, oi, it means I have immediately to return, not to stop this continuity. Ich gehe zurück in das Medrash. And he returned after 24 years with 24,000 Talmidim. Deira ve'oyim. 24,000 Talmidim. When he came back, his fame had already spread from the Besmedrash of Rabbi Elazar HaGadol throughout Klal Yisrael. And Yerushalayim went forth to meet him. Big people, small people, children. And among the crowd was a woman pushing. She wants to see also Rebbe Akiva. And she was pushed away. Rebbe Akiva said, oh no. All that is mine and all that is yours, Shalom. If not for this woman, I would be the shepherd boy, the Amoritz, that I was 24 years ago. It's only because of her that I return now with 24,000 Talmidim. I owe the appreciation and thanks to her. And you owe it to her also. I am the creation of her devotion to Torah and to Hashem Yisborach. One wants to succeed in Torah. This is the lesson that should be with him forever. Mol, zwei mol zwölf is nicht ein mol 24. You don't speak Yiddish, but get these Yiddish words into your bones. Ein zwei mol zwölf is nicht ein mol 24. Mathematically, it's definitely the same. There's no difference. But in the continuity of learning, any break in that continuity disturbs learning. And therefore, when I see boys coming home for Ben Hazmanim, and Ben Hazmanims in some yeshivas are like in our yeshiva, as it was overseas for a whole month, something I don't understand why it's necessary. If you need to rest, if first of all in the United States, the a European bocher who came to the yeshiva is taki given oizgebuchet. He had very little to eat. He had very little subsistence. Is a given oizgebuchet. But a bocher in America, and muchet sich in yeshiva. Halavai volt me se gemuchet, volt me da gekent lernen. Pizza pie is daily. Soft drinks, pop, daily. They even have a pop machine in the yeshiva. Can it lernen on them? That me shuget se werden. And then you come home for a Ben Hazmanim. It's necessary to buy a suit. So how much time do you need for that? Pesach. A few extra days. Back to the yeshiva. But the yeshivas themselves want to have Ben Hazmanim. Must have reasons for it. I've never asked, never made any investigations along those lines. I don't know even entails why in the world do we give a Ben Hazmanim of a whole month. I can't understand it. What's it necessary? So when I see that Bochlem Luch come back for Ben Hazmanim, and they don't walk around empty-handed in the streets, but they spend their days in the Bes Medrash studying Torah, I have no words for you. You cannot realize the schus that is yours. Your Ben Hazmanim then becomes a continuity. Without it, you learned a winter's man, finished. Then a summer's man, finished. And you finish in the middle of summer. And you come back for Elul. Vanander Magefe. Mitten Summer. Wird man schon platzt von Hitz. Man kann nicht aushalten. Hat man Ben Hazmanim. And then you come back after that Ben Hazmanim, you have to come back with the Yehudi Tshuva of Elul. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it. So I have no words to express my appreciation to this young man who's responsible for this Ben Hazmanim, even worse than Oiskim B'Tiyulim, B'Enes Ben Hazmanim, B'Rechovei Shel Iyir. And I walk around and see the streets of the city. And today, the streets of the city are a little bit different from the streets of the days of Marsho. There's a lot of other things to see for those who want to see. Pritzis. Chilul Shem Shamayim. The entire atmosphere of the world at large, not merely of the United States, even Yerushalayim today, is filled with this. You walk in Yerushalayim, Rechov Yafe, and you will see the drug addicts can barely stand on their feet. You don't have to come to America for it. You'll find it in Yerushalayim also. I saw them with my own eyes. The ganze Welt, Chorev, Schmutzig, the Satmarov Zichatzadik Levroche, once visited the Chazen Ish, this quite a number of years ago, on one of his visits to Eretz Yisroel. And in his discussion with the Chazen Ish, he said to the Chazen Ish, the Rambam says in Yad HaChazokeh that if you live in an atmosphere that's alien to Torah, contrary to Torah, you should get ready to go out into a midbar, into a desert, in order not to be influenced by this influence. You hear trade? Zizok the Rambam. Go out into the midbar. So the Satmar Rav said, Aber wo ist Hangdo Amidbor? You find the hippies in all the deserts of the world today. Wo me geht, trefft man sie. To wo ist der Midbor? Hat der Heilige Chazenisch geantwortet, Heintige Midborjes seien die Yeshivas. The bottom medrash of the yeshivas, that's the midbar of the present day world. That's the only midbar left. If you want to free yourself from the influences, these alien influences that are so contrary to Torah life, not merely to Torah study, shut yourself into the bismedrash. Ge'arayin yeshiva. And don't permit these alien influences to exert their influence upon you. But the Chazen Ish didn't mean the way we do it. Weekends, 3 months, then a few days off, another 3 months, and then a whole month off, back for a few weeks, and you have a summer bin as manin, missin ebbe gewonnen ausgebutschet. Kommt herein, es geht es niesen, und es hebt sich an die 3 Wochen, die missin as ei ausgebutschet von lernen, as gefährlich in der Welt. Me kenne ich den ab die Fies, wenn mit as ei geholle wird in lernen. You all know that that's bunk. Keinem nicht ausgebutschet, soll ich kenne ich den ab die Fies. Und, nur hat er nein bin as manin, ma zummerdicken bin as manin. And after this Zumaldikin ben Azmanim, so at least in some yeshivas you come back a week before Rosh Chodesh Elul. But what do you do in the big places where you come back a week in Chodesh Elul? Fossi mit Rosh Chodesh Elul! Ani ledoidi, vidoidi li! What were you singing when Elul started? Did you declare that I am in love with Hashem Yisborach? I belong to you, and you, Rebbeinu Shalom, belong to me? Is that what you did on Rosh Chodesh? Or were you interested in the other foolishness that you were engaged in during the entire month? That's the way life is today. On Olam hat man a Elul. Und es kommt dort in die Woche, Pfarrer, Shishone, Ipschons, Liches, wird mein Freund. Und es schockelt sich als ein Gewalt in der Welt. It's a joke, the whole business. So I have no words for you, Krenes. You've brought this concept back into yeshiva life. Und alle weisen sich andere Städte, where there are yeshiva light. Learn from this. That Bein Azmanim can be used to good purpose. There's no reason why we can't spend a Seder Ishin and a Seder Sheni in learning Torah. 6 hours a day should be devoted to Torah. Do we have other things to do of importance? There's nothing else to do. except after the first 3 hours, wander around. Oiskim b'tiyulim b'rechevei shalir. Sollte er wissen sein, Teilinke. Those of you who are engaged in this besmedrish study, you are engaged in grabbing elam habe for yourselves. And tiyulim be'olam habo, taking walks in elam habe, Marsho would also agree is a wonderful thing. And that's what Torah study in the Bein Hazmanim signifies. Tiyulim b'rechevei shel olam habo. When you go through a Gemara, well, what Gemara, by the way, are you learning? Here in this? Huh? Oh, no specific Gemara. Everyone knew, so what, do you have chavruses? Everyone has a chavruse. Because if you learn alone, so it's a waste of time. A chavruse. Been learning. You've been walking in the streets of Elam Habe. When you come back to the yeshiva, continue that walk. It's endless. It's endless. The more we learn, the more we see that we have to learn. The more we gain in knowledge, the more we see that we know nothing. Torah is Torah Hashem. It's a Torah given to us by Hashem Yisborach. He is Ein Sof, he is endless. And all that stems from him is endless. And certainly the Torah that he gave us is endless, endless. The more we study it, the more we are engaged in Torah learning, the more we begin to feel the ecstasy of studying Torah. And I leave you with a little story. I don't know whether too many of you have ever heard of Reb Simcha Zissel Broide in Kelam. Who heard of him? Who is here in this crowd today that heard the name Reb Simcha Zissel? Veret Gehert, you heard? Where'd you hear about it? Huh? You also heard of Reb Simcha Zissel? Huh? No one else? You heard. Raise your hands, all those who heard, who were privileged to hear from a Rebbe once in a while, that there was once a Jew whose name was Simcha Zissel. This Jew was one of the fathers of the study of Musar. But the world doesn't realize that he was a gone in Torah learning. He spent his days in the Besmedrash in Kelam. Horev nafa Rashbe. One of his Talmidim once took note of the fact that every once in a while he disappears. And then he comes back to the Gemara. So he took courage and asked him, where do you disappear? So he said, in the attic. So he says, I spend endless hours in trying to understand the Gemara. Ich matter sich in a schweren Rashbe. Choreve. Obel, toil. Suddenly I understand it. I become so filled with happiness, with elation, that I feel I must go out in a rikud, I must dance from simche. So I go up to the attic to dance. The Talmud said to him, Rebbe, if the Rebbe will tanzen, so darf er gehen auf den Beden? Kann er doch tanzen, do gufe? Oi, sagte, du verstehst nicht. Ich will dort tanzen, wird doch meinen, ach Mensch, tanzt im Mittwoch. Wednesday is dancing. Ist er doch mit Stimme mit Schugge geworden. He went out of his mind. And I don't want people to think that I'm a sugar. So, but I feel that I must dance. So I go up to the attic And there I do my mishigas. I go dancing. Or does he learn, Teire? Horven in learning, toiling in the Torah study, and beginning to understand something of what disturbed me. It's impossible that a person shouldn't be driven to a dance, to a smire, to a song, singing together with Hashem Yisborach in His holy Torah. So I wish you, you youngsters, you started out on the first Bein Hazmanim of the study of Torah. Go forth in this way. Go forth on this road. Never stop it. Regardless of what, when you become older, what avenue of life you will enter, whether it will be professions, whether it will be business, those of you who will not remain specifically in Olam HaTorah, but in days gone by, Jewish businessmen were gdolim b'Torah. I remember one so clearly in Tells of the Blade Gertsovitz. A gone in Lebanon. He had the shoe store. If you needed to buy a pair of shoes, the Blade. And he was a good businessman too, I can tell you. 3 o'clock in the afternoon daily, he was the first one in the kollel, sitting already with his gemara, the balabos. On the regolim, when the rov zechanin levroche, the balabatim who understood learning, would be invited to his home right after the davnan, and there he would give a pilpul in lernan, was a giving of aldik. Reb Leib was also present there. Or Reb Leib flicked rice and sticker from the Rov. Kashes of kashes of kashes. And the Rov enjoyed him more than any other one. Because he didn't take it. The Rov zogt Moses as his ein. No! He zogt farkert. And then the Rov has occasion to be able to explain. Until Reb Leib schweigt. Ah, is that a richtigase? Richtigase. He was a businessman. A businessman. One of the greatest goyim in the times of the Tzitzachoshin and the Nesivis was the Beis Ephraim. He used to be called Brother Balabos. He lived in Brod, in Galicia. Big city. Nikli Litvische Shtetalach. Not a Kaglesi Stot, Brod. He was called Brother Balabos. So I once asked, well, Pshat Brother Balabos, the Beis Ephraim, as if this is for him, in all Chelke HaTere, besides his Shalish and Shuvis. So he said, Mita Balabos. So I was told, this is when I was still in Tells. No, you think that he was the Rav in Brod? No. He was a millionaire businessman. His business was metals. Eisen, a Eisenkremer. A millionaire businessman. He lived on top of his business. That was the Beis Ephraim. So I was overwhelmed. A millionaire businessman, a zamin gon, in all elements of Torah. All. There isn't one avenue of Torah learning that he doesn't have a sefer on, besides his shalis and shuvis. That's Torah learning. We make a mistake in this country when we think that Torah learning is only for the bochrim who remain in the yeshiva world and then go on into kelalim. But when you step out in the broad world, finished with Torah. Sheker! Kozov! Torah was made for all avenues of life. That's the way it used to be in the world overseas. And I attest to it that this is what it was. So regardless of what you will later become, but put all of yourselves into the study of Torah through toil, through amolo shel Torah, Don't take it easy. Don't just sit down and have the gemara open before you. Say it! Say it loud! Chaim heim lemoitzeihem. And Chazal say, Al tikre moitzeihem ele moitzeihem. Lemoitzeihem bepeh. Torah learning is a source of life to those who emit the words, bepeh, who say it. V'meyo simche, derogitshova, v'chaim briske, alas angevim moitzieyem bepeh, v'beshefraim is ameitzi bepeh, v'bleib gertsovich, the shoe store man, was ameitzi bepeh, each one with his own needin, but mitziyeyem bepeh, as they learned menteire. It's a source of endless elation. I want to wish you again that this experience of a Ben Asmanim Torah study session should remain with you, not merely in this man when you go back to the yeshiva, and maybe it'll influence you to want to stay in the yeshiva for another 2 weeks at least, not to take off a whole month in the middle of the summer, because you're going to be so knocked out that you just can't take it. The whole place is filled with air conditioning, with fans, with everything in the world. Maybe when you'll begin to study Torah, as you are now doing in the Ben Asmanim of the Pesach Ben Asmanim, that will infuse you with the desire to forever remain closeted in Torah, whether in the Bes Medrash, whether in the shoe store, whether in the iron business, in any millionaire business, whatever you'll be engaged in, take that lesson along with you. And then will you do that, and others like of your friends will do it, so when you'll meet at a business conference, something very interesting will happen. Yankel and Shmuel, they're both millionaires. They're sitting at the table. The session of business is over. What are they discussing? Ashvern Tesis. I want to be present when that takes place. When millionaires will be sitting together at the table discussing Ashvern Tesis. Und andere werden sagen, ich habe Ashvern Ramba. Wo der Eivet fragt auf dem Akashe. Und mir dacht sich, ich habe Teretz. And he goes through a lengthy discussion of the Gemara, the way he understood it. And the other fellow whom he's talking to, he says, the Retztach war Amoretz! The Pshat is anders! I'd like to see that take place at business conferences. And it can be that way. It used to be that way overseas. Business is business. But after the business session is over, top minute pattern site, waste time on nothing. Then we can discuss a Rambam. We can discuss a Tesvis. We can discuss a Perek Mishnayis Mitlipik Vegas Akashi. Oh, what a wonderful world that would be. I'm waiting for it. And this is the way to start it off. So your schus is beyond words. I feel that you've started a new era in the life of Torah in Cleveland. So to get bent sein, and when you get back to Eretz Yisrael and Yeshivas HaNegev, to your Rebbe Yisrochel Meir, tell him the wonderful thing you've done here. And you'll hear what he has to say about it. He will agree with every word that we've said. Zeit gebencht, and have a very, very made kosher v'yosher ending up in the last 2 days of Yontif, which I hope you will enjoy beyond words. Taka, really enjoy. You'll feel the happiness, the elation of what learning Torah is. Und dann wird es sein, die Glückliche, was ihr mit Kabelponim sein, Mashiach Zidkenu, Bimhelo, Biyomenu, Omen.